Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, have you ever watched an episode of Only Murders in the Building or similar and thought that you would be able to do it yourself? Well, you are not alone. Apparently, a third of us think that we could solve crimes because we've seen it done so much on TV. We have enough expertise, we think, from watching Midsummer Murders and Law and Order to do as good a job as any detective. Well, Liam A. Brady is a private investigator from Special Investigation Bureau ERA. Liam, you're very welcome.
Thank you and good afternoon, Claire.
So what do you think of this? When people come to you, have they done a lot of the legwork already?
Oh, of course. A lot of cases. Now, obviously, depending on the type of case it may be, some cases fall onto people's laps, like in the event of, I won't get into the very serious cases as such because it's a long drawn out thing. But everybody's an investigator. It's just a matter of how they would apply using their intelligence, using the level of skill that they might have. So, of course, everybody likes to think that they're well able or better than the next person. And, of course, you have all the amateur sleuths and the amateur detectives and the barroom detectives. So, of course, a lot of that is from the fun side of it. But in a serious way, a lot of people and a lot of families that are caught up in issues that may involve people's deaths, like, for example, or unfortunately, suicides and so on, they may decide that they want to investigate further. In some cases, ultimately, that could end up then with me being involved to tidy it up or whatever.
And how much is lawful and unlawful? Not necessarily in what you do, but what these amateur super sleuths do. I mean, are we entitled to check somebody's phone or use surveillance equipment to listen in on conversations without people's knowledge?
Right, that's a great question because it's a question that a lot of people don't even consider the consequences. It's illegal, of course, to check anybody's private data and to check any, even it's illegal for the sort of the lay person to go ahead and start checking people's computers and so on. But you find a situation where you're married to somebody and, of course, you don't care who cares what. You just want to go ahead and find out the truth. And, of course, you're going to go ahead. And there's very few, if any, prosecutions in a situation like that. There have been and are and will continue to be battles in court over situations like that. But again, ultimately, to have certain investigation procedures carried out, you have to go to a licensed state PSA licensed investigator like myself. Or again, we're forensic experts in technology and so on, and countermeasures. ECM, if you thought your home was being bugged, for example, or invaded with listening devices or your car had anything on it, it's a matter of going to an expert, of which we are, again, obviously. But we have all the very expensive, huge, costly equipment for doing all that. But from the legal point of view, and then there's stalking. We've new stalking laws in. Indeed, I think we already have prosecutions or and so on. But if you, for example, are in a relationship with somebody and you started to follow them and, you know, just invade their privacy, even at that becomes an issue, and it can become a very serious criminal issue.
Yeah, I think it's important for people to know that. I want to bring in Sam Blake, founder of Murder One Festival. Sam, are you surprised that there's lots of people who think they could solve crimes based on what they see from their armchairs at home?
Not at all. I think it's, well, certainly as a crime writer, I hope they can think there are some people out there who do think they can solve crimes because they're the people who buy our books. So as sort of crime novels are certainly one of the biggest selling genres anywhere. So not only are these people watching true crime, but they're reading books as well. So that's sort of the good side. The bad side is that absolutely there are a whole bunch of people out there who think they can, and they do end up causing all sorts of trouble in real trials, which causes real damage too. So, yeah, definitely.
And when you're writing a novel, or indeed, you know, writing a series or something like that, we tend to condense a lot of hours of tedious investigative work that sometimes hits dead ends, all for it to excite and entertain people. And I think sometimes people forget that from their armchair.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, when you're looking at the timeline of a novel, all sorts of things have to change that, you know, aren't necessarily accurate. Certainly, the doing research into DNA and stuff can take ages to get the results back, or toxicology results after a post-mortem can take a while to come back. And that doesn't necessarily suit the timeline of your novel, because otherwise you've got everybody sitting around waiting. So, yeah, we change things in fiction. We have to, for the sort of purposes of the book. I certainly am really interested in research and want my research to be as accurate as possible. So the last book I've just written is about a forensic facial reconstruction expert called Dr. Carla Steele. It's called Three Little Birds. And I did a facial reconstruction course in order to learn how to do that. And I have a professor of forensic science called Jim Fraser, who is amazing, who's a good pal of mine, who I will email, you know, late at night saying, you know, what's the decomposition rate on this? So I make sure those facts are as detailed and as accurate as possible. But still, for the purposes of fiction, there are always going to be things that, you know, you sort of conflate or whatever. And I think there is a danger that armchair detectives make it, you know, they make it look, well, hopefully we make it look easy for our detectives in books. And they think it's easy, and they have no concept of the level of forensic detail, particularly, that needs to be done in order to, you know, and also to build a case. Because when you're building a case, you're looking at lots of details. You're making sure that evidence is preserved and has to be preserved in a particular way. And there's a whole load of things that go into the whole sort of crime solving, I suppose, system that an armchair detective isn't going to be aware of.
But even the level of detail that you've gone into in your research, Sam, you do see that play out not only in novels, but on our TV screens. So we do pick up a lot about forensics, about pathology, about DNA that perhaps we wouldn't have known. We are in some ways being educated, maybe not to solve a crime, but how that whole area works.
Well, definitely. I mean, and there is a lot of information out there for people. But just to give you an idea, when we do research for a novel, we probably use about 15% of the research that we do. So what you're seeing is, you know, the tip of the iceberg, and there's an awful lot of iceberg underneath the water. So, you know, you wouldn't take a novel and then try and solve a crime as a result of that. I would hope, you know, we have to do a ton of research to make sure that everything is accurate. But yeah, I think there are a lot of people out there. There are threads on Reddit and Redditors who just are absolutely convinced that they can solve problems and solve crimes and have caused problems. The Lucy Lesby trial was nearly derailed by people in the witness who were watching the trial and who were reporting on the witness statements and identifying them, even though they'd been signed NDAs to stop it happening. And we've all heard about the Nicola Bully case when all sorts of people were out trying to solve that case. You know, the girl that ended up in the water and I think it was Lancashire, was it? So it's you know, that they can cause a lot of trouble because they think they know. And it's like anything. I think anybody who's an expert in an area, people talk about this to me about reading, you know, writing books a lot. I know how to write a book. That's my area of expertise. And I know the amount of information I have and can help new authors. And that's what I do. But I wouldn't, like you were talking about earlier about the kitchens. I mean, I wouldn't try and walk into a kitchen and be a chef.
Yeah, no, fair enough. You're right. Just be careful the power we put to our armchair. Sam Blake, founder of the Murder One Festival and author. Thank you very much. And private investigator Liam A. Brady.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.